Oh my god. It is 1:40 p.m. and I'm still in bed because I'm a lazy motherfucker. But I am going to record this December is here questionnaire because I recorded the November one and then I never uploaded it because I wasn't happy with it, I guess. But you know what? I haven't looked at the questions. Whatever I say is what's going to go up on GWA Backstage. It's gonna happen. Oh boy. So, number one. A snowy covered cabin or beach house on the hot day, which is the better place to celebrate this time of year and why? I'd opt for the snowy covered cabin because, one, it's just more seasonally appropriate, I feel like. It helps you get back into the spirit, and, you know, I always, whenever we go on vacation, it's to, like, Florida or to somewhere that's beachy, so, you know, switching it up a bit. We'll switch it up. I never go anywhere that's cold for vacation. This summer, I think, or either the summer or spring break, I might be going to Maine, so I'm pretty excited about that. Two, did you celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of your traditions? If you don't celebrate any holidays, what's your December like? Yes, I celebrated Christmas growing up. We would always open presents at our house first, and then we would haul ass over to my grandma's house for lunch and more presents with my dad's side of the family, and then we would haul ass over to my cousin's house for my mom's side of the family for, like, dinner, and, it's good shit. What was I gonna say? My birthday is on Christmas Eve, so that was always fun. Number three. What is the best and worst present you've ever received for this holiday season? What is the best and worst gift you've ever given someone else for this holiday season? Best gift I've received. I gotta think about that. I've gotten some pretty good gifts. One year my dad gave me a pair of Bose headphones. They're really nice, and I used them all the time. I'd fall asleep with them, and then eventually, like, they broke. Yeah. I want another pair of good headphones. Worst present you've received? I don't know. I gotta think about that one. I receive a lot of jewelry that I don't wear, because, you know, my jewelry's tastes are really specific, or just I don't like them at all. And also, I never have any opportunity to wear this fancy jewelry. Like, I don't go to a lot of fancy parties. So it's like, cool, this is really thoughtful and expensive, but I can't wear this now. It's just gonna sit, like, in a jewelry box. Best and worst gift I've ever given. This year I'm planning to give my best friend a Polaroid camera and a bunch of film, because she really likes sentimental stuff like that. I hope she'll appreciate that. Worst gift I've ever given. I really don't know. Either I give good gifts or I don't give them at all. That's my motto, and then I feel really bad that I haven't given that person a gift. Number four, Santa Claus, Herbie the Elf, The Grinch, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Ah, oh, shit. I don't know who Herbie the Elf is. I guess I'll kill him. Fuck the Grinch, marry Santa Claus. Yeah, seems about right. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? Conviction is on right now, so that's my favorite TV show, I guess. I'm not really a seasonal... I don't have any seasonal, like, movie or TV traditions. That was never our thing. But, yeah. We watched, White Christmas once as a family, and, I like that movie. I mostly like the song Sisters. So it was very Clooney. Can slay my life. Low-key obsessed with Rosemary Clooney. Don't ask me why. Do you enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at you from your front door? Carolers never come around to my front door. That's never a thing that's happened to me. So, you know. Is that a thing that... Is that a real thing? Do carolers still go door to door? I would like to know. Number 7. Tell us a really good Christmas joke. Alright. What do you call a penguin? No. Yes. Okay, what do you call a penguin that's in Florida? Lost. That was really bad. I fucked that joke up. Oops. I think it's supposed to be like, what do you, some other animal, tropical animal in the North Pole, and it's lost. But yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. Tell us a fun Christmas story. Just a fun story about yourself that involves either December, Christmas, or winter in general. Alright. So. I've got so many. How come I'm blanking? They're all very personal. They're not, like, fun. Like, crazy. Jumped off a roof and rolled around in the snow and then you know, fucked my neighbor and nothing like that. That's a good story. That is a good story. I don't have good stories to tell. Be bop a doo dee bop bop dee bop boo bop bop da bop. Yeah. December, Christmas, or winter in general. Well. Like I mentioned before, my birthday is Christmas Eve. Yeah, I was gonna say July, what the fuck? No, December 24th is when I was born, right? So, we would always go to church on my birthday to avoid, so we could have more time to spend with the family on Christmas Day. So, and I would always, want to sing in the choir, like, ever since I was a little kid, so I was in the children's choir, and then I got too old for that, so then there was no teen choir, because there's, you know, teens don't care, so I joined the adult choir at, like, 15, and, I don't know, it was me and my friend, we're the youngest people there, surrounded by like all these old people just sitting there at what's it called, sitting in the pews, not in the pews, like where the choir sits, and then we're just, damn, feels so out of place. And that's how I spent my birthdays. But that was a lame story. I feel like I owe you another one. Dropped my phone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm also sorry if my voice sounds all crackly and weird. I literally just woke up. Winter. I don't like, I'm a winter baby, but I don't like the cold, and I don't like it being so dark. The only time, like, that's, I know some people really dislike, the holiday season, and, you know, when everything gets so, like, inflated, and there are lights everywhere, and it's just a lot to take in. But I really like it, because it makes the wintertime feel less dreary and sad. I like seeing, like, lights up and everywhere, because it gets so damn dark so damn early. Hate it. Anyway, I've just been rambling. Yeah, I feel like that's why they put these holidays, like, in the middle of the winter, because it gives you something to be happy about when it's so dreary. Yeah. Number 9. Sing in Xmas. I know, I'm being gross. Sing a Christmas-inspired song, or read us a short Christmas-inspired poem. Alright, what do I want to say? Well, I'm singing, Winter Wonderland for that thing. Alright. I'm gonna sing this Christmas. Hang on the mistletoe, I wanna get to know you better. This Christmas, I don't know the words. Probably should, because I'm trying to do this. Yeah. This Christmas, I'm and we'll carol in through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Oh, that sucked, man. I'm gonna try again. I'm gonna look up the lyrics. Hold up. This Christmas lyrics. Alright. Chris Brown version, apparently. That's the first version that comes up. Really? Okay. Hang all the mistletoe, I wanna get to know you better. This Christmas, as we trim the tree, how much fun is to be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright, yeah. And we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me, present cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. What? This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes will shine the town they do. Ooh, this Christmas, fireside is blazing bright,
And I'm fucking it up again. Oh boy. Well, that's what you get when you try to sing a Christmas song. Do I get a take three? Can I do a take three? I don't know. I like to do like those, you know, like old jazz standard Christmas songs. Can't think of any right now that aren't, Baby, it's cold outside. The neighbors might think, but I have no partner to sing that with. What else? Do you really want to hear me sing another Christmas song? Probably not, but I want to do it. This is my questionnaire. I feel like I've hyped it so much that I have to now. Golly gee, mister. You know what? It's fine. If you could give Christmas gifts, next question, to 5 or more GWAers, what would their gifts be, and who would you give them to, and why? Dude, I don't know. I didn't think about this. I feel like I need to think. All right. Well, one, I would give Eve's Garden something. I don't know. You know what? I would give Eve something for her cat, because I know she has a cat. And, you know, cats. But I would make, if anyone wanted them, I would make audios. Because, you know, that's all I know how to do with this group of people. Yes. Ooh, alright. What a weird, awkward thingamabobber. Oh, there's a bonus. What is your one big Christmas wish this year? To not fail my finals. That would be nice. But Christmas doesn't happen until after that, so I guess, I don't know, just to spend time with my family and friends. Also, I want a job. I need to work this Christmas break. Gotta get that cash money, stacks of dough. All right, I'm done. It's over. It's all over. Why'd I say it like that? Okay, bye.